Sam, I just wonder if there was any real teeth to the RTS story going to the Roosters, and what do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, you've got to understand that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck isn't... I've been lucky enough to spend a fair bit of time around the guy and talk to him a lot, understand how he operates with the Kiwis and at the Warriors. He is not the kind of guy who's afraid of a challenge. I mean, if he was, he would never have been a Warrior, would he? I mean, he had life pretty sweet at the Roosters, didn't need to go anywhere. He chose to come home, and obviously family, and I'm sure a little bit of money played a part of that, but he didn't need to come here. He didn't just come here. He came here and got improved and was crowned the best player in the entire NRL while playing for the Warriors. Let that sink in. The best player of the whole NRL are playing for the Warriors. So he won't be flipping out or trying to pull himself out of a contract. He knows that it's a challenge to make the All Blacks. He didn't think it was going to be a cakewalk. I don't think that you could say anything he's done has been unsuccessful or a failure so far. I think Jamie hit it on the head. He's not really being managed wonderfully as far as putting him in the right position with the right minutes and giving him game time. But he is playing right now, his first NPC campaign. Last one got COVID'd out for him. But he has not had much time in rugby. He's already in the All Blacks setup. Limited game time. Who knows how well he fits in that environment. There have been missed opportunities, and I'm guessing there will continue to be missed opportunities. But I think that his skill and talent can keep him in that World Cup squad. And we've seen on plenty of occasions that making a World Cup squad, you might be one of those guys who might play a couple of games. And of course, he'd want to be pulling himself in position to play in the finals. But I'm sure he's also seeing himself the goal of being there. One injury, one moment in a game can create something for someone like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, and he's got that world experience to go on. I'm confident he can do it. As for going to the Roosters, that'll always be an option because Nick Politis will be in touch with management all the time, checking out, seeing how he's going. I also did hear a bit of a rumour, though, when he was released, and sent off into the world, that the Warriors may or may not be given first right of refusal. So I expect him to come back to rugby league unless he really kicks on and starts dominating rugby next year. Can't see him being given that opportunity, but I expect him to be seeing through his contract. And Jamie's right, if he's not going to make the World Cup, then I think he would think, okay, well, that's why I came here and I didn't achieve that goal, I'll go back. But I don't know, man, I don't expect him to pull sticks as early as February.